Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It's day 12 of the Dog Days in Podcasting, and I'm about to share the first 400 words of a brand new work in progress. It's a lot more literary than what I usually write. I started it last night. I've got this bug in my brain that I have to finish it, but I'm terrible about starting things and not finishing them. So I'm hoping by sharing it, it will be sort of a commitment to myself that I will finish it. Although I may not finish it this month or in an audio format, I will finish it. I shared the text with Nutty last night. I explained to her that it was partly based on something I wrote several years ago and partly based on the version of a good friend that lives inside my head, which is distinctly different from the actual person. And I don't know if that makes sense to anybody but me, but it makes sense to me, and that's really all that matters. I don't have a title for this. Right now in my computer, I'm calling it Untitled Mexico Project. So that's how I'm going to label it. It's, again, only 400 words, but I felt like if I share it, then I'm committing to finishing. So I hope you like it. It's the same cafe she's been to every time she comes to Baja. It's a detour to visit it now that the highway bypasses Todos Santos, but stopping for a coffee on her way from Cabo to La Paz has become a habit. No, a ritual. One of more than a dozen rituals that guide her life, like lighting candles every time she takes a bath or buying a new mala bead bracelet every year on her birthday. This visit to the cafe comes later in the afternoon than usual. Her plane was late, and she got the red light at customs. The sun's angle has already slanted toward evening, and she considers checking to see if the inn across the street has a vacancy. Another day won't change anything. Her mother will still be in her studio, sewing while naked, and her stepfather will still be balancing rocks in the garden. It's a zen thing, he tells her every time she visits, like meditation, but without the cushions. The cafe has already begun the transition from lunch to dinner. It's not obvious, it's still too bright for the lights to be turned on in the courtyard where the best tables are, but the menus are the folded ones used for the later meal, and there's a guitarist setting up on the tiny stage under the muted television. It's tuned to soccer. It's always tuned to soccer. The server appears. He's wearing a name tag that says Carlos, but every server she's ever met here has been called Carlos. They're always kids, these servers. Not children, but kids. They come to town to work in the restaurants the gringos frequent. They practice English and learn restaurant skills, and then they head to Mexico City or California or Texas, hoping for a better life. The kind that comes with air-conditioned apartments. It's ironic, really. Like many other Americans and Canadians, her parents have come to Baja in search of the same thing. In their case, they fled traffic and inflation and a tanking financial market and embraced a slower lifestyle. One built around early mornings watching the sun rise over the Gulf, afternoon siestas, and long twilight evenings with soft pink sunsets over the desert. Better, it would seem, is completely subjective. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melisse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.